The dopamine system is basically a group of nerve cells, most of which originate in the midbrain, and they send their axons to the forebrain, to different parts of the forebrain, where they plug in to particular functions. Now, I would say, to simplify things, that there are three main branches of this forebrain dopamine system. There's a branch that goes all the way to the frontal cortex, where it modulates cognitive functioning and enhances the efficiency of certain forms of thinking and working memory. There's a very famous branch which goes to a structure called the striatum, which is implicated in Parkinson's disease. Here, dopamine is involved in facilitating movements. And so in Parkinson's disease, when you lose dopamine, your movements become rigid and rather reduced in number and amplitude. The third important branch of the dopamine system is that it goes to structures in the limbic system of the brain, which is the emotional centres of the brain, including the nucleus accumbens, which has often been called a reward centre. And many drugs of abuse exert their effects indirectly, or sometimes directly, through this reward dopamine system. In general, I think that the dopamine system may work as one thing. It may work to prepare you for thinking, for movement, and for a reward. And that's its main function. It functions in anticipation of behavioral and cognitive output.